ever had tissue in a fresh fitting?
That's it.
Cause you ain't wanna get sweat in it?
Try that.
Well, it's a belly on his head. Get it?
Wow.
Get the bitch been, so I figured a pimp would do it. Never mad. You see one of my bitches out here and think you could pimp would do it. Your ex Gabby?
Uh-oh.
All mouth. No teeth. But it's wisdom to it. I rock out. She had a tongue out more than a Kiss reunion. This nigga sick.
They said the nigga that be tapping niggas' pockets and be bitching niggas?
Right.
I said, yeah, he be tapping niggas' pockets, but I don't know about him bitching niggas. But they ain't worried about you touching my pocket, because I'm a different nigga. Growing up, I was always the one that started the fight with the bigger niggas.
Good thing I came with revolvers, cause I'll leave handprints on tea like a machine fit. They go viral for well and on sun to make this nigga from Queens slip. But what gun goes Shalak Abu? That's such a gas bar. It's obvious whoever amputee don't even have arms. You fat fraud.
What up, it's your girl Najee. Everybody hates K, but everything's golden. And you're listening to T7M Radio.
Yo, what's going down? You already know what time it is. It's the coach of T7M Radio. I am your host, as always, the Kid 7 Mitchell. Joining me out in California, we got the journalist of T7M Radio, Brother Jeff Locked in with us as always. Brother Jeff, what's popping, bro?
Brother 7, good evening. Good evening, brother. We are back Sunday evening. Sunday evening, we are here. What's happening?
What a full plate we got tonight. Oh, my Lord. I'm probably so hyped for this show. I'm telling you, we got so much on deck tonight, people. I'm not going front. I'm not going to hold y'all. 347-989-8102 is the number to dial in. Make sure y'all subscribe to our YouTube channel. We definitely appreciate all the new subscribers, all the support that we've been getting throughout the past few months, man. We definitely appreciate that. Follow us everywhere on social media as well, at T7M Radio. Big shout out to BattleFix.com, HoneyBarsMagazine.com. Big shout out to my guy JB at RapBattleUnited.com. Make sure y'all check out those websites. We got a full plate tonight, man, with all the recent talk about League to League, URL versus King of the Dot. We're going to chop it up about that, but I want to throw RBE in the mix tonight, Brother Jeff. We're going to put them on Front Street. Who should RBE lock in with? Should the URL lock in with RBE first and foremost to find out who's the king of New York? We're going to talk about that. We got the homie St. Mike. He's going to be calling up, chopping it up with us, talking about his upcoming ascension battle versus the homie Fettuccine 20. We're going to do a bar comparison between Cave Gang General, Dot Marbone, Tay Rock versus Hitman Holler from St. Louis. The shit is going to be so crazy. We got, what else we got, man? Top five performers in battle rap, man. East Coast, West Coast, Midwest, the South. We're going to break it down. We're doing predictions on the Ascension card with the homie St. Mike. We got a new battle on the Ascension card because the actual shit got leaked. We're going to talk about that and so much more, man. We got a full plate tonight here on the coach of T7M Radio. So call us. Y'all know what time it is. Y'all call up 347-989-8102. Before we get into our first debate, let's chop it up and get right into it with this fire from the homie Cortez featuring the girl Jada Ink for the fame here on T7M Radio, the culture. You already know what it is.
As I dabble in these streets with a key of white, 2020 tunnel vision, I can see the light. Hoping that my God-given talent help me lead a life. Shit's real, I don't even write. This is more like like a letter, you can read the cake. For every inmate locked down and can't breathe at night, I'm blessed. Front row, Barclays, I can see the fight. I'm running wild though, I had to stop. TNT gun boys at a traffic stop. Thank God, stash box where I had the Glock. Still afraid of heights, but somehow now I'm at the top. You see, I spit it for the culture. Surrounded by the fakes in the industry with vultures. Badge inch closer, fine China. Sipping $1,000 champagne glass with the coasters. That's fine wood if you didn't know. But you can catch me out of town when I hit the road. And see my face on every flyer at a different show. Real talk. One day you'll get it though. Class about to board a flight. Long days, even longer nights. My ex sent the text, said she want advice. It ain't the only thing she wanted, right? Nah, I'm good, ma, I keep my mind clear. It's like they want a nigga back, cause my time's near. Heard label, hear me rap and tell me sign ahead. Still moving packs about the trap until I'm signed. Yeah. You see, this game's an addiction. Pain and affliction for fame, but it's sickening. Ironic how these dollars make change in a system. Cause that could have been me, box laid out in prison. Nah, God bless. Good lawyer, cause I'm court bound. They got me channeling my thoughts now. Reminiscing back then, we was all down. Now the love's lost and we all on our own. Wow, I just do it so my mama smiles. And I work even harder so my mama's proud. And that's evident, I'm killing them, no evidence. No evidence. Brooklyn's mine, dead president. Yeah.
What's good? It's your girl, Miss Lisa, Carolina Zoni. You're now tuned in to T7M Radio, Battle Rap Premier Radio Network. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the coach of T7M Radio 7 Mitchell. We got brother Jeff. We also got the big homie, Grail. New York is in the building. Grail, what's popping, G?
Grail, so bad. If you don't like me, oh well. T7M Radio. Tell your wife, thank you for the fellatio.
Pause. I like that. I like that. That's fire. Salute to the homie Grail, man. Big up to brother Jeff, the 7 Missile, T7M Radio, the culture callers. Y'all call up 347-989-8102. That was the homie Cortez out in Brooklyn for the fame. That was some dope shit. I love that. Definitely a classic. We be throwing back and forth on here on the culture constantly. That's my shit. Tonight, man, I told y'all we got a full plate tonight. Let's get it started with the first debate. Now, I want to kind of take it back just for people that might be out of the loop. So yesterday, A-Verb had made a tweet, felt like the URL and King of the Dot needs to happen to save battle rap. And the streets have really been buzzing about this topic. I mean, and it's been a good debate. Everybody's been coming up with, you know, certain types of matchups they like to see. But it's also been questions about this type of potential matchup as far as where should it go down, who should own the footage, things of that nature. Beasley from the URL had responded to A-Verb today on social media stating that they wouldn't mind doing the situation if they was able to keep all the footage. And things kind of went left on social media after that. Not so much from the actual leagues or the league owners, but just some of the fans, I done seen different responses when, you know, Beasley had replied that, you know, as long as the URL take all the footage, be good with it. And I agree 100%. I feel like the URL should take all of the footage. I don't really know why this is up for debate, but I know we're going to have so much debate. And I'm going to start off with you, brother Jeff, of course. I got to ask you, what do you think about the URL taking all the footage if the King of the Dot and the URL was to do a project?
Well, my question would be, why do they need to keep all the footage?
Well, my answer would be is because they're the number one league. And that's the best.
Oh, my God. No denying that, but I don't see that as a reason to keep all the footage. Why couldn't
that's
they
the
both
best.
Have their respective film crews there? They could air it on both channels. Now, who knows how that would turn out, but that's just the way I feel about that, though. But if
now,
they want to let them keep the footage, that's cool, too.
No, they have not made any types of agreement to that. I don't even know if they've even responded or seen that response that Beasley made. But, you know, I'm just asking, you know, the streets. But
right.
I'm a little bit confused because if we're clear that URL is the number one platform, which means that'll be the number one promotion, what does King of the Dot have to offer the URL as far as, you know, giving the footage to them? Grail, what about you?
We just starting this shit. You being disrespectful already?
I'm being real, man. I mean, you gonna sit up here and put me in my place, man? Because we got all night. We got all night. I'm trying to tell you. I just feel like, you know, number one, like when it comes to promotion.
All first verse, yo, my nigga. All first verse. We can't just have like a even amount of battles. Let's just say like 8-10 URL versus King of the Dot battles, and we split the footage.
Well, I'm thinking six battles. I'm thinking just for a start off type of situation. I'm thinking six battles, maybe two, not PG, but two undercards, one 2-on-2 battle, and four main battles. I think six battles would be a dope event. You know, you maybe even split it up in 2 days. Somebody made a suggestion in the T7M Radio Facebook debate group yesterday that they should do like a series, like a yearly series. URL versus King
dope.
Of the Dot. Right. I agree. That would be dope. But y'all guys still have not told me why King of the Dot should take some of this footage.
Why should URL take all of the footage? Like all of it?
Why not?
Why should they?
Okay, let me ask you a question. Give me one matchup, right? Give me one matchup that you would like to see from King of the Dot URL. That you feel not only you, but the fans, the shit will sell out based off of the King of the Dot artists.
Daylight and Lux.
Okay. See how disrespectful you've been? We not even going to do this. I mean, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Daylight
and
Lux?
Wait a minute. Let's take our time with this because this is ridiculous. We're going to be clear tonight. We're not going to have this type of talk. So, you're telling me that if – who say that again?
Daylight Loaded Lux.
So if we got Lux representing the URL and we got Daylight representing King of the Dot, you feel like the ticket sales is for Daylight, not Lux?
It don't matter who it's from, either or. It's going to do numbers. That's the whole thing. It's going to sell out the ticket.
No.
For both sides.
No. Who people coming to see?
Lux got a fan base.
Absolutely, Daylight got a fan base. Well, who would people be coming to see? Let's be clear.
Between
did
the both,
you not just see,
being realistic, of course Lux.
Grail, did you just not see Minister Farrakhan just shout out Lux? Do you need to be drug tested already? We have plenty of time, man. I am ready. We got all night.
Farrakhan hypocritical, man. Mr. Farrakhan, the hypocritical hippopotamus, my nigga.
Watch your mouth. You're so disrespectful early on. Okay.
Get up,
so, so just give me one matchup that makes sense for the King of the Dot versus the URL. Because I like
K-Rock and Diz.
K-Rock and Disaster?
Yes.
Okay. I like Pat Stay and Kayshawn. Ever since Pat Stay made that call out of when he battled DNA on UW, I definitely want to see that. What about you, brother?
I think Pat Stay and Shug make more sense.
Yeah, I like that too. What about you, brother?
Oh, brother, I'm out in the cold. I gotta think about this.
Jeff acts so brand new. He be acting like he just don't know nobody from King of the Dot all of a sudden. He don't know who.
He don't know who Disaster is.
He don't know who Pat Stay is. He don't know who nobody is. He don't know I and Solomon. Like, all right, well, that's what we're going to do tonight? That's what we're going to do tonight?
You know what he call it? He call it the Volvo League.
Wow.
And that's why I'm having a problem with this. I'll be thinking, brother. I will be thinking. Please let me get back to you this evening. Please let me get back to you before the show is over.
Man, y'all already know what it is. Callers, y'all call up 347-989-8102. Hit that one button if you want to go on live. Let us know, man, who y'all want to see if this thing actually go down. King of the Dot versus URL. And matter of fact, Grail, where should this battle go down? Because first of all, it can't go down in New York. There's no way in hell it can go down
in New York. That's a fact. It can go down New York, because if it go down New York and it's like you said, like probably six matches, that's going to be 6-0 URL. So let's not even do it.
I mean, first of all, it could be on the North Pole. It's going to be 6-0 URL.
Getting a little too ahead of ourselves, my nigga. Like, nah.
Who are you banking on from King of the Dot to get a dub? Sharon?
He can get a dub with somebody in URL. He's done it before.
This is unbelievable. About to reach out to the streets, man. 919, you now on the coach with Seven Mitchell. What's firing?
What's happening? I want ill will versus anybody.
Talk that shit.
Will versus anybody. He run through the whole roster.
Fact, though. He will run through that whole roster twice. No doubt. Now, him in front of Pat Stay is something I would want to see. I'm not going front. I wouldn't mind him and Pat Stay going at it.
Yeah, that'd be fire right there, though. That'd be fire.
But fucking with them, putting ill will in front of somebody like Carter Deem or somebody, that shit might sell. You know, Clash of Styles, but I think for an actual battle, I mean, ill will might whip ass, but I just think for the diversity, everybody like different things. I definitely could see niggas doing something like that too.
Yeah, that'd be fire.
You got passed. What do you think about the URL and Beasley responding saying as long as they kept the footage that they would be good with that? Do you think that's unfair?
I say go half and half.
Go half and half?
Yeah, go half and half.
I'm just like, yo, my thing is,
I could see that though.
You can see
that being more fair than saying, like, KOTD keep this footage.
Word. I just don't see what King of the Dot can do promotion-wise for URL if they the number one fucking platform.
Facts, now.
Word.
That's facts.
Shit is crazy. What else we got on the card? Man, we got a crazy show tonight, man. We doing Ascension Predictions. We got the homie Saint Mike calling up in a little bit. Speaking of league versus league, and I appreciate you calling up, fam. I want to talk about RBE, and I really don't want to be disrespectful, but I'm kind of feeling that the URL need to stand in front of RBE first, talking all this versus King of the Dot shit. Like, I like that, but RBE got some hitters too, you know, former URL artists. But
true.
What y'all think about that type of look, RBE, URL, King of New York type of shit?
I'd like to see that first. If we have an order to go in, I'd like to see that first.
Word.
True. Mm-hmm. True. That'll be fire right there.
Fucking what crazy, I'm telling you.
Yeah, that would.
Would it matter where it would be? I mean, it's okay to be in
New York.
Nah,
we can do that in New York.
Of course. Okay, so be at home. Okay, right.
Yeah.
But what's the fucking option? Club Drone and Irvin Plaza? You know what I mean? Like, now putting the situation in a small room, you know, that's a little different element.
Yeah, I think we need to take that to the honeycomb hideout or something.
Or small room. Or check this out. The weather breaking. I don't know if it's a good look, you know, monetary wise, but take it to the streets. Take it to the do a cookout. Do a barbecue. Have a couple. Do an event outside. The weather about to break.
Take it back to the essence.
Now let me reach out. Let me reach out to the. We got Caroline in the building. This looked like the devil's advocate. I gotta bring him on.
Here we go.
We in trouble, right? Here we go. J.O. in the building. J.O., you live. What's popping, J.O.?
Yo, man, I'm just tuning in the last 5 minutes, just as usual, taking in all the disrespect.
Well, yeah. let me bring you back, just in case you missed a little bit, because we starting this off, you know, A-Verb had made the comment that he feel like King of the Dot versus URL should go down. Beasley made the response that he wouldn't mind as long as the URL keeps all the footage, which I agree 100%. So what do you think about that?
I think that's ludicrous.
What?
I mean, because I think KOTD, they top ballers are bigger than the URL ballers from the top heavy part.
Wait,
like I think outside of Rock, who is box office?
Wait a minute. I gotta talk to the bosses.
I
gotta talk to the bosses. I should not have to do shows on Sunday night right before holiday. If you gonna come on and do this, what do you mean King of the Dot got bigger stars than the URL?
No, I'm saying at the top. I'm talking about like they top eight or something. You know, they top. I think at the bottom. You know, at LeBron said we top heavy. KOTD is kind of top heavy.
Come on, G. When you hear talks about Mount Rushmore, top tier, it's only really URL artists we mentioning. Like, what are you talking about, J.O.?
No, you talking about past. You talking about past. You talking about Luck? I mean, we going to consider Luck URL now? Or Moot?
We're not.
Consider Moot URL? What, I mean,
well, let me
throwing
ask you
anybody as URL?
Wow. Let me ask you this, J.O. Who would you want to see if this was the go down between URL and King of the Dot? Give me a matchup that makes sense.
Let's see. Rock is the heavyweight. So Rock would have to see Diz.
Wow.
I mean, I think
really
that's pretty.
That?
I mean, Diz can face a lot of cats, but I mean, we could say Calico. You know, we're throwing Calico in the URL. Well, yeah, he's URL. We put Calico in the URL. You know, Sharon, Pat Spade, Diz, you know, Iron Solomon, Head Ice.
Oh, man.
You see what I'm saying? Like, they top heavy is big. I don't think Briz is in that category.
Middle.
Don't give me Briz or T-Top. Come on.
Wait a minute. You going to disrespect Briz like that? The up-and-coming superstar of URL? That's what we doing tonight?
Nah, he's doing his thing, but he's a little nigga when you talking about niggas like that. Talking about legends.
He killed Password. What are you talking about? I told you. You were being disrespectful to Briz. Like, he killed your boy. He killed Passwords. Am I wrong?
Yeah, he got Passwords.
I had that debatable, but I give Briz.
Wow.
Password didn't even know who. Come on, Password didn't even know who guy was when he battled.
He know who
it was
he
like
is
a
now.
Slap in the face when he battled. That was a slap in the face at the time.
Well, real
but,
quick,
I mean,
Jay,
that's whatever.
Before we get into the next segment, I brought up RBE. I feel like they deserve to be in the mix. Do you feel like URL versus RBE should go down first, and is that a better look?
No, see,
URL
that's the disrespect I was referring to. I've heard Jeff and Grail say they'd rather see that first. And I'm like, who do RBE have outside of Jim? So how is it going to be? What's the RBE lineup? You can't,
did you just say?
Outside of, who you got?
Wait a minute. First of all, I'll call her out because I'm going to get his name. I apologize. I didn't get your name. Who we got on the line with us, fam?
It's Tay, man.
Tay?
Yeah.
Say salute, bro. I apologize, yo. First of all, again, I appreciate you calling up. I apologize for this disrespect you hearing tonight, yo. This shit is like This is every time we do this, and I'm trying to get this shit in order, but this is just ridiculous.
So you mean to tell me
Show Off and Gems are the only artists from RBE Street of J.O.? That's what you just said to me?
Yeah, I mean, far as who else? Okay, Jay Murda. Give me some names. Who?
Jay Murda.
Big Cannon.
Okay, I give you Big Cannon. I said two or three. It's two or three. Those are my three. Now, you can't say QB now is RBE. I might give you that. I might give you QB. No, I'm just saying, I think she might be RBE. But you said Jay Murda? We got Jay Murda, Half Dead, or whatever his name is. And
Heavy
Ass.
So I guess Oops done, huh?
Oops, come on, man.
Shout out to Oops, first of all. Oops just bought $6 million to them kids out of St. Louis, man. Big up to Oops. He's doing his numbers right now.
Salute, Oops.
Word.
Yeah, he's got killed about three times in the last bout. So,
yeah. All right, here we go. See?
You know, disrespectful. I'm telling you, we may stop this right now. We're about to go into this next segment. Y'all brought up Tay-Rock. Last week, we had our Best of Brooklyn pen game debate as far as the bars between Jazz the Rapper and Sting, which is the bar comparison. This week, we're doing our bar comparison on Tay-Rock versus Hitman Holler. So I made a quick compilation of some bars. We're going to check out these bars real quick. When we come back, we're going to lock in, debate who actually got the best pen. I know off the surface, niggas going to say Rock. You got to check this out. Here on the coach of T7L Radio with 7 Mitchell, callers, y'all call up 347-989-8102. It's time to debate, chop it up with this boss compilation between Tay-Rock and the homie Hitman Holler. Y'all lock in. Let's tell me who got the best one.
The pistol is warm. My temper's short enough. My bar's cold. Hot-headed nigga, but I'm just warming up. Hey, you know how an abandoned house be boarded up? I pay my shooter a band, then your house be boarded up.
You got some motherfucking nerve. I'm bipolar. I ask you a question, then tell you, don't say another word. I'm strapped, but this don't quack. This another bird. Leg in the street, his upper half on the other curve. Brand new Nina to go. Seduce y'all. Take you to the 19th floor. Then roof y'all. Calico. Meet Calico. Introduce y'all. So much gun smoke, cops started with Snoop Dogg.
Watch how you use your vocal, or I'm cutting the damn cord, the can store. If you ain't packing like you got an eviction notice, this'll leave your shit all outside on the landlord. Hey.
Breakfast scheme while making grits. Waffle around after the biscuit. Crack his egg, his bacon strip. The toast French. I'ma let it erase his shit. Hole in him like a bagel. I cinnamon, they raisin' shit.
Dom DeMarco.
Hold up. Hold up.
You on the top horse because you're thinking that it's family royal. I'll run through your family royal. You a prince? Well, I snatch your princess. Trigger buckle with twin texts. And the queen, well, they fly by next. They ricochet and hit the king mama like Delonte West.
Put you in the sky, or I'll plant you in the soil. Multiple choice me, I got a couple answers for you. Stick them dogs on you. I stick them dogs on you, it's over. Maybe next time, the Terminator wouldn't even come and protect John.
Hey, this shank look like it was made in prison. Your face, I'm splitting. You make a move, I make the cut. That's a great audition. Pay attention.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy Danny Myers, and you are tuned in T7M Radio, Battle Rap's premier radio network.
T7M Radio, man, that was the ball comparison, Tay-Rock versus the homie Hitman Holler. Brother Jeff, I got to get your motherfucking opinion first off the gun bus. Who had the better bars in this compilation?
Tay-Rock most definitely had the better bars. And to Hitman's dismay, it ain't the same when he ain't there for you to look at him, is it? When you're just listening, it's a little different.
Hey, yo, let's reach out to the streets, man. Look like we got Massachusetts in the building. 413, you on the line. What's popping?
Smotion, nigga. What up?
Motion, what's popping, G?
Smotion, nigga. Oh, shit.
Hey, shit, what's going on with y'all? What's the word?
Oh, man, you already know what it is, man. Salute to you calling up to the culture. We got J.O. Grail. We got the homie Tay calling up. All y'all guys are live. Y'all let me know.
Fellas,
who had the best bars? Who had the best bars?
I like, yo, I really fuck with Hitman, I'm telling you. Round one with Hitman versus T-Rock is going to go to Hitman. And round two and three is going to be either on T-Rock or it's going to be debatable.
Mm.
Yeah, I got Tay in the second, Hitman in the first, third.
Is up for grabs.
Up for grabs.
This battle is
yeah,
long over
here. Yeah, I think Tay Rock in that skit, but I didn't think they pulled the best Hitman, though. They could have, though. I didn't hear Hitman do some better bars than that.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be very biased versus Tay Rock. I mean, that's just by default. So, yeah, you can just go ahead and shoot the messenger. That's all on me. I'm telling you. I'm going to make sure that I put a little bit of sauce on that Tay Rock compilation. Believe that. You know what I mean?
It was designed.
Yeah, it was designed. You know what I mean? My man Tay peeped that from a motherfucking rip. You already know. J.O., what was your thoughts, J.O.?
I got to go with my personal GOAT Hitman with that head-to-head battle.
Personal GOAT?
Personal GOAT. Yeah, bro.
The GOAT title.
Motion, you caught up at a perfect time because, see, you may be the only one that can possibly keep this nigga J.O. up at a balance because he's already took off. We only 15, 20 minutes in the show. He took off with so much already. I don't know what's up with my guy. He lit.
Do we need to check the numbers?
Yeah, man. You know, you turned it into Mr. T7 at radio, man. I ain't going to lie, man. The stock rise when you call up, man. I ain't going to front on you. Shit is crazy. But I think that battle was long overdue between Rock and Hitman. I ain't going to lie. But I got T-Rock, of course, in that battle. And I thought T-Rock had some dope calls. But Hitman got some shit. I ain't going to front on him.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, okay.
Whoa. Oh, shit.
Yeah, right. Look, now, you can't be disrespecting the GOAT like that, you know what I'm saying?
I only said that because J.O. was listening. Yeah. I was just getting it back for the Lux thing, that's all.
I'm not going to combat it with Lux. I ain't going to do that.
Now, let me tell y'all something. Now my guy Tay wouldn't know, of course. Grail don't be on Facebook, so he wouldn't know. You don't see J.O. talking that Hitman shit GOAT in the Facebook group because, see, Shooter is an A-verb lover. And Shooter would shoot that shit down daily. You don't see J.O. posting that shit in Facebook. You a smart nigga, my nigga.
No, because A-verb is my second favorite battle, so I'm not even mad at that.
Wow.
See what I'm saying?
Captain Margo, salute to T-Rock. Yo, this is the coach of T7M Radio with 7 Mitchell Callers. Y'all call up 347-989-8102. Subscribe now to our YouTube channel at T7M Radio. Follow us everywhere on social media right now. We got a new Twitter account at the T7M Radio. We definitely appreciate all the support. URL, Ascension, going down June 11th. Now, we did predictions on this shit last week, fellas, but something kind of fucked me up. And it was, and I saw it, but I didn't realize they were doing announcements. But the card had already got leaked. It actually wasn't released.
Yeah,
the initial card was leaked. So they kind of leveled up. They added another battle. They got Bill Collector versus Uno Lavos added to the card.
Oh my God.
Grail, what's your thoughts? I mean, what's your thoughts? I hear y'all reactions, but I mean, y'all see what the card is about. Does this at least make sense for the card?
Hell no.
Uno Lavos?
No?
Oh no, I don't see why Uno. But Bill might be able to finally get him one.
Hell no. Uno Lava's going 3-0 Bill Collector. Watch.
Wow.
Bill Collector fucking sucks. I can't stand Bill Collector.
They both trash, man.
These niggas are annoying.
I got them both winning 0-3, man.
Wow. Bill Collector. Dirty. Y'all playing Bill. Bill be coming with some heat here now.
Bill
dude.
Is
got
the
dry
spot.
He be having
Bill
30. Bill is a top. Bill might be top five performer. We about to talk about that in a couple minutes as far as who the top five performers are in battle rap. But
yeah, I like that.
Top five. Yeah, he definitely cracked that top 10.
Yeah, he does.
Just for acting crazy, looking like a fool, don't make you a performer. That don't make you a performer.
He just a left gay daylight. That's all he is.
Oh shit!
Got you. So disrespectful. What'd you say, Tay?
How about I say when he told your boy said, "Don't touch me again," and you ran.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Bill came back with the rebuttal, like, "I just touched you, man. You ain't doing nothing."
I'm telling you. That's how weird this nigga
y'all
is.
Y'all sleeping on Bill.
Nigga sleeping on B-Sleep.
I used to rock with Bill heavy, man. He trashed. The hourglass is over.
All right, well, let's get into a real quick. Let's run this down real quick. Top five performers actively in battle rap. Me and brother Jeff kind of chopped this up on the last podcast. We were kind of in agreement that Big T deserves to crack that top five. Who
Ooh,
else did you have,
like
brother
that.
Jeff?
King Holla, former
Hitman. Big T, there was somebody you had, brother Jeff. Name, give me the names that you had.
I had Big T, I had Hitman, I had K Shine. Now
yeah.
that we're talking about, now we talking about Bill Collector. We can put him in there like sixth.
Okay.
And it's only five in there.
Dot.
You got Dot as a top five performer.
Performance? I like that. I wasn't going to say that, but I can't be mad at that. Let's keep it real. Performance?
I don't know, G. I mean, we talking about... I'm just
man,
saying,
why
just think about
playing Suge? Why y'all playing Suge?
Wait a minute.
Why right, that's what
Suge?
I was waiting for.
Whoa.
What? Yeah, Suge be lit.
Y'all going to say Dot before Suge? Are you fucking crazy?
I wish I could pocket check you and J.O. right through this phone right now. I wish
I
could. I
wish you could, too. That is fuck. Come on, bro. Y'all think it's fucking.
Listen.
I shouldn't even be able to rap. That sucks.
Give me, look, check this out. Hitman, Big T, K-Shine, that's three. So we got two spots left, right? We're not putting Bill Collector in, so two spots left.
Are we talking about all classes?
Everywhere.
New and old or old?
As
long as they
ask. We definitely put twerk in there, then. We putting twerk in there.
No.
No way.
Disaster not top five.
Out of all the battlers, y'all going to throw twerk in? No, you can't do that.
Disaster is not top five.
Why is Big T in? I don't understand why Big T is. He doing sound
effect? I say Big T in it because he got the type of material that it can be performed, even if he's not really performing.
I would put Diz over Big T as far as performing.
Diz definitely needs to crack the top five.
Can't move like that, man.
Well,
Let me ask you this.
You think twerk don't perform? Is that what I'm understanding?
No. But he's not top five, Jeff. Look, we talking K-Shine, Hitman, Big T, Disaster. I think Briz is a more performer than twerk.
Yeah.
I'd even put Wavy before twerk.
Okay, now
Briz is the top tier now.
Is that what I'm understanding?
It's coming.
So why isn't
T-Rock
being mentioned?
Top five performer. I don't think T-Rock is a top five performer. Top ten.
He's,
you want to consider
he's performs better than Briz?
I don't think so.
What? I don't think so.
Briz is a firecracker.
Yeah, Briz is top of the line performer. No
Briz
doubt.
Briz is a firecracker.
Oh, no.
That's a tough one, right?
J.O. ain't liking this. J.O. is not liking this.
I think some of y'all may confuse delivery with performance.
How is Big T not a top five performer?
Big T is not a top five performer at all.
What?
He do this
good performer. Nah, he can perform. Don't get me wrong, but top five in the game, in the entire game, Big T?
Number five,
top five, anywhere. No.
What about Arsenal?
Apparently can move, man. All right.
Arsenal's one of
them. Yeah, you have to say Arsenal with Big T. You would have to.
Yeah.
No.
What about Shadi Horror?
No, man. Come on.
I don't really watch his battle, so I can't really speak on that.
Ars fell away from the performance, really, though. He don't really perform no more.
Ever since he really got into that can't put bars without putting that arse in it. Yeah, he really been working on his wordplay. You're right. Wow. Well, we're going to revisit the top five performance debate, man, because I think y'all been more disrespectful. You think we missing somebody?
Chess?
But top five? We're talking elite. You know, we're talking elite.
I mean,
Is K-Shine undoubtedly the... I think K-Shine is the best performer in history. Maybe disaster, but K-Shine and Diz is neck and neck.
No. I think K-Shine has the lowest and shortest temper. But other than that, that nigga ain't no fucking top performer. That nigga's a hothead. Little 3-foot bastard. That nigga ain't fucking performing. Fuck out of here.
Oh, yo. Y'all gonna give me
number two.
Yo, listen. Just because you rap at a nigga and you walk and put your pants up every time you say a bar, that's not really performing, my nigga.
I mean,
that's really what the nigga did. Like,
yeah,
the nigga
what he did for,
rap all crazy and then punch his hand and go in circles.
Yeah, but Professor Shine and Michael Jackson, you know what he did on Jay-Z.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable battles out of all the battles that he had. That's two battles, which were absolutely amazing. And it was a round. It wasn't even the whole battle. It was a round.
He got some two on twos they were performing in.
Thank you.
But he had DNA with him. He had DNA with him.
So DNA
wasn't doing that by himself.
Motion.
So DNA better performer.
NWX is carried by DNA.
I say kind of. At the beginning,
At the beginning,
kind
yes.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Ever since they battled Tay Rock and Surf, come on, man. It's been all about performance. That's K-Shine Lane.
What about Surf? He in the performing category.
I like that. I forgot about Surf. I like Surf.
I like Surf.
Especially,
I just don't feel like Surf.
Especially in his younger days.
Performing?
Especially in his younger days, he used to really perform.
So why not Goods then?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's the Henny Cup?
I mean, that performance is impeccable, right? It's a classic performance, right? Am I lying?
I would put Head Ice over it. Or Tech N9ne.
Oh, damn.
Now, Tech N9ne is an honorable mention. Now, see, now you're coming.
Honorable
mention
right there.
Mm-hmm. I would put Tech N9ne in front of K-Shine.
Wait a minute. I'm not saying bars.
I'm saying performance-wise.
No. Wait a minute.
Performance-wise?
Wait a minute. No. Check this out. I'm going to make sure tonight that I reach out to your family, everybody that I can find on social media, you tomorrow. I don't care what cookout you go to tomorrow. You will not eat no food tomorrow. I will make sure, Moshe, you get no plate, no love tomorrow. I'm telling you.
I have one more name, and I can't believe we forgot. Clean.
Uh-oh. Clean paper?
Clean paper.
Yeah.
He don't
got the
bars
to
bang
it up, but he
performed. Yeah. It's
more
delivery than anything.
Grail, do me a favor, Grail. What? Because Jeff keeps talking about this twerk, and I'm sitting here like, I can't believe Jeff is saying New Jersey twerk in top five. I mean,
of all people, Jeff.
You're not listening.
Okay.
The subject was clean. And I said, rather convincingly, that twerk walked on that man. That's all I said.
No,
I didn't bring it back
twerk,
into the fold.
You brought up twerk when we talked about top five performance. We ain't going to dance around that. You said
You said of the elite. I thought we were talking about anybody. That's why
so,
I said.
How are you putting
in
twerk
class?
And elite in the same sentence? What are we? Wait a minute. Are you? don't
try to twist my words. I didn't say twerk. You said I said that.
All right, I'm gonna leave it alone.
Run it
I'm
back.
Leave it alone. Run it back.
Like twerk is elite.
I'm just waiting for Jeff to say chiller. That's what I'm waiting on.
I hope we don't. Now, listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. I'm a little old, but I ain't crazy. I'm not doing that. Y'all ain't going to get me banned from the show.
I was getting ready to say, if he would have said Chilla Jones, I would have fined him. He would have had to pay some sanctions. I'm dead serious. I'd have had the commission to fine him and suspend him. I'm dead serious.
Oh, man.
Without
but if
question.
We want to get back on pins, we could do that. But no.
Okay.
No,
We're going to visit this Kingpin thing. We're going to talk about this whole Kingpin thing because, you know, Danny Myers did him dirty. Humbled him. We're going to talk about this Kingpin thing before it's over. I mean, it's Kingpin.
Oh, my. Okay. Okay.
All right. Okay. Thank you. T7F Thank Radio, the culture, man. Seven Mitchell. We call as y'all call up 347-989-8102. In a couple of minutes, we're going to have a special guest call up to the show. We got a vet from the Body Bag Battle League. We got the homie GP Moneybags calling up, chopping it up in a minute, talking about his upcoming battle. Well, his recent battle that just dropped versus the homie Jay Blue on the No Ransom Battle League. Pretty dope battle. Right now, y'all got to check this out. We're going to go ahead real quick. We're going to drop this new track by the homie Chef Trez. It's called Basement is Fire. When we come back, we're going to have our special guest, and we're going to lock and load with one more debate. Anyone the coach at T7 already? I'm going.
Lips numb from the Hennessy sipping. Hard time to struggle, be my conditions. Late night thinking, rolling a swisher. Tired of living, feeling like I'm a victim. Had to travel, had to get off my pivot. Random bras try to give me their digits. But I'm wiped up and full of commitment. Once you become a king, there is no switching. Roll up, toe up, drinking. Rest in peace, grandpa, can't quit. Grind hard to make separation. Nowadays, they all on the same shit, a different route. We ain't cross the same bridge. We ain't eat together, out the same fridge. Troublesome. No, we wasn't great kids, but I swear to us, it all makes sense. Selling candy in front of corner store. It all started with it now and later. I pray that they don't let my mama know. The police pulling up an hour later. By that time, we been running, though. Now a nigga old about his paper. I ain't really with the stunting, though. Rather stay low and let the money flow. Niggas get robbed when they let 100 show. I seen that shit like 1,000 times. I used to rock with them niggas till I caught them up in like 1,000 lies. Do not come here with a problem. I'm drinking clear with my partners. I was on the floor at my grandma's house, yes. I literally been at the bottom.
Been at the bottom.
Oh, I'm drinking. Roll up. I'm thankin'. Can't control us. We gangsters. I don't try my way out the basement. They know us. We famous. Can't slow us. No changes. Hold up. I made it. I done found my way out the basement.
What's good? It's your girl, Miss Lisa, Carolina Zoni. You're now tuned in to T7M Radio, Battle Rap Premier Radio Network. Yeah.
Yo, T7M Radio, the culture. Seven Mitchell, brother Jeff. Callers, y'all call up 347-989-8102. Appreciate everybody locking in tonight. Hope everybody have a dope, happy holiday tomorrow. We got a couple special guests, I believe, calling up in a few minutes. We're just on here chopping it up with the streets, man, talking a little bad rap. Y'all already know how we give it up. Make sure y'all subscribe now again to the T7M Radio YouTube channel. Also log into 100barsmagazine.com, battlefix.com, and rapbattleunited.com. Again, big shout out to my guy, JB. Make sure y'all log into those three websites. Subscribe again to the T7M Radio YouTube channel. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, everywhere at T7M Radio. We definitely appreciate the support. So, brother Jeff,
can I say something real quick?
Absolutely.
URL versus KOTD on Black Ice. Let's go.
On that platform, because of their production?
Yes. Well, that and it's neutral ground.
That's interesting.
Just saying. Might not agree, but I'm trying to get the most neutral ground I can find.
I just think that whole idea would blow up because if the URL is saying that they want the footage from King of the, you know, the cartel is not getting no footage. I mean, you can hang that shit up.
Yeah,
you know,
that is true. That
you know what I'm saying?
So they definitely hang on to that.
It's only beneficial for the cartel. I mean, we had this issue before with guerrilla warfare in the cartel. The URL was, you know, the URL was involved in that. You know what I mean, with footage and all that. So, I mean, it's a mutual ground, but it don't make sense as far as and they can't promote it like the URL or King of the Dot. I've even seen debates today that King of the Dot's cinema, you know, photography and all that is better than John Doe. I don't know. I've even heard Bullpen is fucking with John Doe. I don't know. What you think about this whole production thing, J.O.? Let me ask you off the top. Like, Bullpen, The Cartel, King of the Dot, who got the best look, visuals? Look at the devil's advocate. Now he's scared to talk. We put him in his place.
Yo, it's clearly KOTD, man.
I could have told you he was going to say that.
Clearly?
I knew he was going to say that.
Let's just say KOTD has the best visual. Black Ice has the best edit. That makes sense.
Say that again.
True.
Because nothing you said tonight is makes sense. So say that again.
KOTD has the best visual, as in watching it and it being perfect picture. Black Ice have the best editing during the battle.
Now, this is what I don't understand about you, J.O., because you actually make a valid point, but you be so incomplete with your points, and I've been waiting all day, and you know, because I think I tagged you. I've been waiting all day for y'all to name me who's the videographer for King of the Dot, since they're so good. Because I can
avocado.
Sit up here and I can...
Wait a minute, avocado. Avocado, no, wait a minute.
How long? This guy.
Don't do that.
This guy. I made this post maybe 11 o'clock this morning waiting for a response, and now he's... Okay, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. But we got
Twiz. I mean, that's world known.
We got Ike. We got Twiz. We got the homie P, I believe. We got, I think, even your boy Clips do some footage work out there in the URL. How's the URL not the best production? Maybe not audio. But the look, that movie look, that feel. How was the URL not the best?
Have you seen the last Born Legacy series, all these battles? You seen the movie feel when you watch Mr. Wavy versus Bill Collector and Jerry West versus Tech N9ne? That like a movie to you?
A bootleg movie, but still a movie. I mean, what are you talking about?
People walking by the screen.
Yeah. All in the video. Come on.
Yo, shout out to New Dude.
Yo, the
all right, I got Graham
on the block.
Tay, post it back online, man.
Yo, the Chinese man on the block is better than seeing it in the cinema.
Word.
Y'all not going to front on my guy like that, man. Definitely. Y'all not going to front on the URL like that. And y'all doing it so blatantly and disrespectful.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. URL. Loyal. Y'all some loyalists.
Oh, yeah. You already know. Well, check this out, man. When we come back, we're going to take a quick 30-second timeout. When we come back, I got my special guest on the line. I hate to keep him up holding. So we're about to bring the homie, excuse me, about to bring the homie GP on in a couple seconds. Here on the coach of T7M Radio. Don't y'all go nowhere. We locked and loaded.
What's good? It's your girl, Miss Lisa, Carolina Zoni. You're now tuned in to T7M Radio, Battle Rap Premier Radio Network. Yeah.
The Culture with Seven Mitchell, Battle Rap Debate Podcast on T7M Radio every Sunday and Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 347-989-8102. And follow us on social media at T7M Radio.
Yo, T7M Radio, The Culture with Seven Mitchell. Brother Jeff, call us. Y'all call up 347-989-8102. We got a special guest about to call up in a second. We're about to bring him on live. A vet in this fucking game. A big-time vet from the Body Bag Battle League. He just had a recent battle dropped on the No Ransom Battle League. Written in Blood 2 event went down versus the homie Jay Blue. We got GP Moneybags on the line. GP, what's popping, my nigga?
Man, what's good, man? What's good?
Oh, salute. Appreciate you calling up, man. I didn't even realize I had you on waiting so long. I appreciate your patience.
Oh, man, no problem at all, bro. I'm just sitting listening to y'all. Y'all said.
These guys disrespectful, man. I'm paying them. I'm telling you, I'm handing out drug tests after the show is over. I'm handing out fines, suspensions. We're gonna get it right before it's over. Better believe it. Before we get started, GP man, again, I appreciate you calling up. Let the streets know, just in case they out the loop, where they can follow you at on social media and all that.
Man, you can follow me on IG, OSGP. You can follow me on Facebook, Travis OSGP Young, and I'm on Twitter as GP Moneybags. Hit me up, man.
Word. Now, I spotlighted this battle tonight, GP, because we big time when it come to, you know, bar-heavy battles. One rounders, it don't matter what it is, where it come from. We big time on the wordplay. And you've been doing your thing for a while, but you really bar-heavy when it come to these haymakers. And off of this first watch versus Jay Blue, man, it was just clearly levels. I mean, he did his thing, but clearly levels to his thing. Let the streets know really how you pride yourself on your pen game, and you know, if you feel like that's your best attribute.
Yeah, I most definitely pride myself, bro. Like, I actually write 6 rounds each battle, and I just I pluck the best material and throw the rest out. Like, there's a lot of stuff I don't just keep the first stuff I write, you know what I'm saying, because I always know I can come harder. So my process is, you know, 6 rounds, pick the best, and last 2 weeks try to get it all down. That's the hardest part anyway. But I definitely take the pen serious, as well as, you know, performing with that, with the personality. A lot of cats got a pen, but they ain't got personality. So I just try to factor both in together equally.
Word. Now, going against Jay Blue, what was your approach? I mean, by him being an up and comer. Did you take the opponent serious? Like, what was your mindset going into the actual battle?
I take every opponent, like, the same way. Like, you know, I could come playing and get my damn head knocked off. So I didn't know what he was going to come with. It was my first time on that platform, so I knew I had to, you know, a lot of cats knew me, but a lot of cats don't. So I had to make my name known the first get out, you know what I'm saying? End up getting me a week go hard. So I'm glad I took him as serious as I did. And like you said, he did good. You know what I'm saying? He just got shit beat down that leg, man. Shout out to my boy Jay Blue.
Yes, sir. That was a dope battle. Big up to the No Ransom Battle League. Now, you've been a vet doing your thing, Carolina Zone, doing your thing on BBBL. Let the people know, just in case that they, you know, out the loop. Like, how did your career start? You know, and where do you look? What are you trying to do moving forward? You know what I'm saying? Coming from Carolina, doing your numbers.
It actually started, I wasn't even supposed to be battle rapping. I actually was supposed to be like on a little, the body bag committee. Like, it's
okay.
as far as putting other rappers in position. But, you know, they got my man Bills with Body Bag Battle League asked me what I battled to help out the card. You know, as soon as I did it that first time, it was addictive, man. I couldn't stop. I actually like battling better than I like recording. And I got like over 10 mixtapes. So I was a big recording head. But, you know, I don't fell in love with battling, dog. I'm just trying to keep progressing and growing and see how far I can go with this thing, man.
Well, I can't wait to listen to some of the music, but you definitely made the right decision when it comes to battling. Because, like I said, yo, you throwing heavy haymakers out there. Like, let's not get it confused. You throwing some fucking haymakers out there. It's consistent, too. I've been watching the battles, and like I said, your pen game is crazy. Like, you don't really no filler. Like, you get right to it.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that, man. I try to have less filler as possible, man, but I done fell in love with this shit, man. So, you know, hopefully God keep blessing me and putting me in situations, you know. Yeah, I'm just trying to see how far I can go, man.
Word. Any shout-outs, anything? I'm not going to hold you up. Any shout-outs, anything you want to let the people know before we let you go?
I want to shout-out my team, Gutter Gang, Hybrid Gang, No Ransom Battle League, and everybody that fuck with me, I fuck with you, man. Peep my shit.
No doubt, man. Big up to you. Appreciate you calling up, JP. Big up to the homie as well, KB, man. Kemper made this whole situation, quarterback this whole situation, reached out to me, locked the interview. I definitely appreciate him reaching out. The best of luck
to
you.
Shout out to my nigga Kemper, dog, my dog,
yeah,
man. I appreciate
you having
me on here too, bro.
Already know, man. It was definitely my pleasure, man. And again, y'all people, make sure y'all check this battle out from the No Ransom Battle League, the Renting the Blood 2 event. It's JP Moneybags versus Jay Blue. It's a dope battle. Y'all definitely got to watch it. A definite bar fest. JP, again, I appreciate you calling up, man. Anything you need promotion-wise, anything you got to drop, get at me. You know I got you covered.
My nigga. All right, be safe, bro.
Salute to you. Have a good holiday.
You too.
You already know. All right, y'all, T7M Radio, the coach of Seven Mitchell. Big up to everybody that called up tonight, man. We great. Go ahead and shut it down. Big up to the homie Grail. Shout out to the homie Tay for calling up to the show tonight. The Devil's Advocate, J.O., the big homie Motion. Of course, brother Jeff, the partner in crime. Big up to JB again, man. It's a crazy show tonight. Y'all been so disrespectful, man. Y'all are really going to get me in trouble this week. Unbelievable. And this is the holiday.
That's what it's all about, brother. This is what it's all about. Debate the debate.
You already know. Seven Mitchell, man, T7 on Radio, the coach. I appreciate y'all again calling up. Everybody, y'all stay safe. We locked in this upcoming Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, regular rotation with another podcast. Y'all stay safe. It's Tommy Cortez again for the fame. T7 on Radio, the coach. Y'all have a good night. Happy holidays. We out. Peace.
With a key of white 2020 tunnel vision, I can see the light. Hoping that my God-given talent helped me lead a life. Shit's real, I don't even write. This is more like a letter, you can read the kite. For every inmate locked down and can't breathe at night, I'm blessed, front row, Barclays, I can see the fight. I'm running wild though, I had to stop. TNT gun boys at a traffic stop. Thank God, stash box where I had the Glock. Still afraid of heights, but somehow now I'm at the top. You see, I spit in for the culture. Surrounded by the fakes in the industry with vultures. Feds inch closer, find China. Sipping $1,000 champagne glass with the coasters. That's fine wood if you didn't know. But you can catch me out of town when I hit the road. And see my face on every flyer at a different show. One day you'll get it though.
My mama's proud.